And up the court comes Valentine, throws it over to the left side here to Fritz. Fritz takes it down to the baseline, can't get it open, so she takes the shot. No good. Rebound control there by Ball. Ball gets double teamed, has it stolen away on the floor of the Patriots, and that's going to be on the floor right away as Fritz and Valentine in possession here is going to give it to the Patriots. Good hustle by this young team to get on the floor and get the ball. Any coach loves to see your players getting on the floor, whether there's 1 minute or 2 seconds left in the ball game.
Well, and you've got five girls out there for USA that are going to be back next year, three of them freshmen, and Kelly, Valentine, and Miranda first being the other two. And like you said, they were hustling and diving just like it was the first minute of the game, not the last.
And Fritz did a great job there working Stauffer all the way up the court. And Stauffer's not a bench player for Sandusky at all. She gets a lot of minutes, and she did a good job forcing her left and right all the way up the court. And she almost kicked her off right there. Fritz does. So that freshman's pretty impressive already tonight, Brent.
Yeah, she's playing extremely tight defense on Kelsey Stauffer, doing a very good job both on and off the ball. And she's in great problems. I tell you what, she's doing an outstanding job right now.
And Sandusky's having a hard time working it inside. Now they finally get it into Kroenke, and Kroenke has it slipped away from behind, but it goes right into the hands of Hopkins. And then over to Malzoff, and Malzoff gives it to the top to Hopkins. She tries to go, but it's tipped away from Hop by Hop, and but it goes right into the hands of Stauffer. Stauffer drives the baseline, throws a wild shot up over top of Newman, and Newman gets the rebound, and they find a wide open first up at the other end. They get a fast break out of it, making it 48-31 with 12 seconds to go here. And Fritz is all over Stauffer right now. 7 seconds to go. Stauffer looks to pull it up, but Fritz keeps working on her, and now they're trying to get the ball away by Hop. And Hop tips it out of bounds, and nobody's going to stop here, even with 3 seconds to go in the ballgame. Go ahead.
Well, only 3 seconds to go, but Coach Mott is going to get two sophomores in the game. Angela Sesky and Jennifer Krasinski will replace Kroenke and Kelsey Stauffer.
And barring a last-minute shot here with 1 second left to go, it's going to be the Sandusky Redskins moving on with a score of 48-31 over the USA Patriots. We're going to hear from our sponsors, get our stats together, and we'll come back to the trophy presentation right after we hear from some of our sponsors.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service that you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. The Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track prepay loyalty program. After you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent and ask about the new Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards for as low as a penny a minute. A free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track loyalty program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Look out!
Ow!
Mom, are you all right?
I think so, son. Ooh, help me up!
What happened?
I just lost my balance for a second.
You've been doing a lot of that lately. I think it's time you saw a doctor about it. In fact, we better go to ER right now just to make sure you didn't break something.
You're going to be sore for a few days, but nothing's broken, Mrs. Brown. I'm giving you a prescription for a balance test.
I really don't want to go all the way to Saginaw just for a test.
You don't have to go out of town. Narayan Rehabilitation is nearby in Bad Axe. They have the thumb's only balance assessment machine. It looks like a doctor's weigh scale. You just follow a few simple instructions, answer a few questions, and they will figure out what's causing the problem. See an Orion Rehabilitation, then we can get your life back in balance.
Talk to your doctor and take your assessment and treatment order to Orion Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School where the Sandusky Lady Redskins are picking up, what number district title is this?
Number 20 for Coach Tamat.
And, you know, he's a legendary coach, and, you know, if you could sit here and talk about Tamat, we could talk about him for hours. You know, he got into coaching years ago with his daughters. I believe he has five girls, and they all played basketball, and they all played really well. His youngest one, Marissa, is playing down at Elbin
or Hillsdale.
Hillsdale,
yeah. And he's playing quite a bit right now, as a matter of fact. She's been playing quite a few minutes and been scoring some points. So.
And he's had a lot of girls that have come on and went on and played college basketball, and he had two more from that team last year that's down there playing, but... He said to me this year when I talked to him a little about recruiting, he's got some girls that they're interested in, but they don't want to go on and play basketball. So, and I imagine that's Fox and Krause that they're looking at. And I'm sure also people have been looking at Hale, but Hale comes back next year. And we talk about the team that was lost here tonight, which was the Patriots, and they're going to lose Ewald and
the Simpler.
And one other girl we had here, who was that? Colvin, Macarena Colvin. Which we haven't seen at all here tonight, but I'll tell you what, looking at what we just saw here in the last 3-4 minutes of the game from the USA Patriots, we were talking earlier, they're going to be a team to contend with in the Greater Southwest next year. You know what Bad Axe has to offer, and you've seen the girls play a lot. Where do you think USA might end up next year?
Oh, I think, you know, they got to be favored as one of the two or three best teams in that side of the conference for sure. I mean, Reese is going to be good again, but USA brings back a lot of their lineup. They've got three really good shells, fantastic inside players, so... They can get some guard playing a little bit outside shooting. They're going to be extremely tough on that West Division next year.
And, of course, Sandusky moves on to face the likes of Saginaw Valley Lutheran Seminary Tuesday night at Bad Axe at the Regionals, and that is not going to be any easy set for Coach Tamat to pick up any more hardware this year.
Well, I'm sure he's already watching tape on the teams coming out of that district, but as you know from doing previous scouting over at Ubley, even watching teams on tape, that you don't play or aren't used to that style of play, it's very, very difficult to get a game plan ready to be competitive against those kinds of teams.
And like we said, it's Saginaw Valley Lutheran Seminary, and we've said it, and I'm going to tell you it again, folks. You want to see some really good women's basketball, girls' basketball, high school basketball, be at Bad Axe Monday or Tuesday night in the opening round. There will be two games there. It will be, of course, Sandusky and Saginaw Valley Lutheran, and it will be Saginaw Novell Catholic Central against either Mayville or Brown City, which we're waiting to hear the final on that. We've had no updates yet from the North here in Owengate games. If any of our listeners are out there and they've got a final, give the station a call or give us a text here and let us know. We'd like to have that. The trophy presentation is over here right now, and the Sandusky girls are down there for their pictures. And it was nice to see the USA girls stay here and watch and see that. And we know as coaches there's nothing better than to have them see that and get a little hungry and want to have that trophy in their hands.
Well, you know what? Well, first off, for Coach Pitzer and his staff, it shows great sportsmanship to sit here and help the other team celebrate and appreciate what they did tonight and for the entire season, as well as it gives the girls that are coming back a little bit of taste of what you know what they can look forward to. And Coach Pitzer's been in some district title games. He's got experience with that, but some of his girls maybe don't. And now they can kind of see what it's like and hopefully, you know, use that next year to motivate them to want to get back to the same position.
And I've got a final four. Of course, Saginaw Novell defeated Beaverton 60-18. You know, Beaverton is no slouch team either. So for Novell to take off with 60 points, it's going to be a great district over there, or a great regional, if I get that through my head. Again, congratulations to the Sandusky Redhawks. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the boys' games coming up next week and the championships that were won last night. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have you